Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Elizabeth Bourne was trying to win the public round to her pension reform last night. The Prime Minister was the guest on last night's edition of L'Evénement on France 2. She stressed that this text is essential and that pension reform would also protect women. The Prime Minister also said that when it came to older people in the workplace, she was in favour of sanctioning companies with bad practices on the employment of seniors. Elizabeth Bourne also pledged that she would not use Article 49(3) of the Constitution to push through the bill on pension reform without a vote. Former Prime Minister Edouard Philippe has come out to say that he is in favour of the pension reform on the table. Edouard Philippe appeared on BFM TV yesterday. He said that the bill set out to balance the system. However, those in the Assemblée Nationale who are against the bill are not putting up without a fight. More than 20,000 amendments have been tabled to the pension reform bill. Nearly 13,000 of these have come from the left-wing party La France Insoumise. The Assemblée Nationale officials will be discussing the bill from Monday. Three young people have been charged and are now under judicial supervision for making threats against schools. In early January, 20 or so establishments in the north of France had to be evacuated after receiving emails containing threats. A mysterious Chinese spy balloon has appeared over the United States. It was located by the Pentagon in the north of the country. The Pentagon says it will not attempt to shoot it down due to the risk this would cause to people on the ground. The balloon is positioned at a very high altitude and is no threat to air traffic. And finally, to football, Kylian Mbappe has had to forfeit the first leg match between Paris Saint-Germain and Bayern Munich in the Champions League round of 16. Mbappe has suffered a muscle injury in his thigh after the last match against Montpellier. He will have to stay off the pitch for 3 weeks. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.